Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Tricia Barden. In our top spin, the push to expand the current wars continues. A focus group participant reported that attacking Iran was presented as a done deal, with the questions asked dealing with how to gain public support. According to the group member, the facilitator, quote, used lots of catchphrases like victory and failure is not an option, end quote. The neoconservative organization Freedom's Watch was likely behind the project, which was organized by Martin Focus Groups. Neither firm would confirm Freedom Watch's involvement, but all attendees were given a brochure with their logo on it, and it fits with their mission.
The Beijing Olympics are less than a year away, and advocacy campaigns are trying to apply pressure on China through the Games' corporate sponsors. Companies want to downplay their association with China's much-criticized role in Darfur and Tibet, so instead, many corporations are stressing their efforts to green their work in China. PR giant Edelman Public Relations is representing Olympic sponsors Coke and General Electric. Founder and CEO Richard Edelman explained that the companies, quote, appear to be hoping to avoid the red flags by going green, focusing on environmental projects in China. Coke is playing up its water conservation efforts on the Yangtze River. GE is touting its role selling eco-friendly products, such as solar power and water filtration systems for the Olympic venues, end quote. Edelman calls it a win-win strategy, saying the companies avoid addressing difficult issues while gaining favor with the Chinese government.
Marketers are putting their money where their mouths and your ears are. A recent report found that spending on word-of-mouth marketing was just over $75 million in 2001, but nearly $1 billion last year. Spending is expected to grow to nearly $4 billion by 2011. Why such a large increase? The industry believes that word-of-mouth may be more effective than traditional advertising. Nearly 80% of those polled in a recent survey ranked recommendations from consumers as the most believable source of product information.
Chicago Sun-Times business editor Dan Miller has previously used his position at the paper to promote the views of Stephen Malloy, an industry flack who makes excuses for corporate polluters. Now he is promoting claims by global warming skeptics. Miller authored a cover letter sent to fellow journalists with material from his former employer, the Heartland Institute think tank. The mailing calls Al Gore's documentary An Inconvenient Truth, quote, alarmist or kind of an extreme example of reporting on the issue. But the material had nothing but praise for another film, The Great Global Warming Swindle, which takes the opposite view. The mailing praises that movie as, quote, a European documentary by Martin Durkin that won a lot of awards, end quote. Al Gore's Nobel Prize for his work on global warming and Academy Award for An Inconvenient Truth didn't deserve a mention.
Toxic sludge may not be good for you, even if it's free. In Ontario, Canadian farmers were offered free biosolids to use as fertilizer. That's human sewage waste to non-PR spinners. Over 100,000 tons were spread onto Ontario farmland, and now neighbors are getting sick. Several families, all previously in good health, are suffering from sudden weight loss, headaches, reduced kidney function, and respiratory illnesses. A doctor treating them said, quote, without a scientific study, you cannot definitely link their health problems directly to the biosolids, but I have a growing sensation in my stomach that they are probably connected, end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned industry flack Stephen Malloy. Malloy heads the front group Citizens for the Integrity of Science. He was previously an adjunct scholar at the leading libertarian think tank, the Cato Institute. Cato has close ties to former Republican House Majority Leader Dick Armey. Armey now heads Citizens for a Sound Economy, which is a powerful industry-funded think tank that promotes deregulation. While CSE usually promotes traditionally conservative causes, in 2004 it worked to place consumer activist Ralph Nader on the presidential ballot in Oregon. They also provided support for Nader to get on the ballots in other states, which advanced their goal of dividing the liberal vote. So, it's just 5 steps between an industry flack using scientific skepticism to protect corporate wrongdoers to the best-known consumer advocate of our time.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.